When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's a WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Every Tuesday at 4, we are lucky enough to be joined by Jordan Mailata. Jordan's call brought to you by Colonial Hyundai. Shop online 24/7 at ColonialHyundai.com. Colonial Hyundai, the faster, easier, better way to buy a Hyundai. Jordan, how you feeling?
Doing good, guys. How you guys doing?
What's up, big dog?
So, Brandon Graham, season over due to the torn triceps. Can you, I guess, just give your perspective on what Brandon has meant so far as a teammate on the Eagles?
Oh, man, it's a rough one, man, just seeing my guy go out like that. But, man, at least he ended on a high, man. He was having a blinder on Sunday night, and he just means so much to this team just from a leadership standpoint. And you know, he's one of the best teammates that I've ever had and ever been around. And, you know, I think speaks volumes about the kind of character that he has when, you know, everyone in the city loves him for him, mm-hmm. who he is as a person. So big loss in the locker room, but even bigger loss just as a friend.
Yeah, the one thing I'll say with this team, Jordan, is that, you know, the leadership – on his team has been impeccable for years. And, you know, we lost Jason Kelce after last season, Fletcher after last season. We'll see what's going to happen with BG moving forward. And now Lane is there as the elder statesman. Those are like the forefathers of the team, when it comes to the leadership. But you've been here long enough that you've been around these guys and under these guys. I could see where – I know you have natural leadership abilities, but I can also see where having those guys as leaders and mentors has really helped you sort of develop into the leader that you've sort of become. You're one of the vocal leaders on the team.
Oh, man, I've had great leadership, you know, in my years here for the Eagles. And, yeah, it's kind of sad when you put it like that, the big four, and there's only those two standing left. And so, man, I hope that BG can come back one more year. You know, I think just what he brings to the locker room, just from a leadership standpoint, you know, Lane's always going to lead by example and lead up front. And, you know, I've had the honor of playing alongside these two guys for the last, you know, 7 years. So I'm trying to set a good example just from what I've seen and you know, playing with these guys for 7 years. And hopefully I'm doing a good job.
7 years.
Man, I can't believe you've been here seven years already.
Seven seasons, man. Yeah.
Jordan Mailata is with us. He joins us every Tuesday at 4. Jordan, an awesome offensive performance on Sunday night. Is there a point, and you guys are running the ball so well, is there a point in the game where you've run so much and the offensive line has had that sort of success that you feel the defense start to break a little bit, where it becomes maybe a little bit easier is the wrong word, but you feel like you're able to impart your will a little bit more as the game goes on?
Yeah. You know, a big motto for us has always been, you know, who's going to be toughest the longest? And, you know, we really embody that just from, yes, just the way we're built and the way we're coached. And you can definitely see that, especially at halftime when you come back out. You know, we play good, but defense played better. You know, giving us more opportunities to go out there and put more film out. And, you know, defense doesn't like to be out there. let's be real. Defense, if you're out there for a long time, it's probably not a good time. You know?
Nope. Nope.
Yeah, our defense did a phenomenal job on the weekend, just giving us more opportunities to go out there and wear them down. And that's really what we did, just stick to the run game and, you know, just hopefully wear them down and try and overpower them.
It just seems like every first down you get in a drive like that must be sort of disheartening for the defense to have to start all over again and do it a minimum of three more times, right? And that's if they do stop you.
Times,
yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. You, and you can feel, when you're watching the game, you can sort of feel that start to shift. It happens at a different point in every game, but when you're watching it, you can feel it happen too.
Yeah, 100%.
So, I mean, we ask you this every week, but how can we not ask you when a guy has over 300 total yards of offense and 255 rushing? By the way, congratulations to you and your offensive line mates, along with Saquon and the rest of the offense, because it takes everybody when you're running the football as well as you all are running. But how much fun is it blocking for Saquon back there, man? How much fun is that for you as an offensive lineman?
Ah, it's so much fun, especially with a guy that has the patience and vision that he has, and you know, the explosiveness that he brings to an offense is, I mean, invaluable. Even if we all witnessed it on Sunday night, and it makes it fun, but like we don't really like. I don't think we relish the moment. I think we just keep playing the next play, but. You know, we watch the film back, and it's only then when we realize, man, that was really fun. It was after the game. You just kind of you finish blocking, he scores touchdowns, or he gets a big run, and you're just like, hell yeah, but you got to play the next down because you can only celebrate it for so long, and it's super fun.
Probably not as much fun as it is kicking D linemen's butt the way you guys do. I mean, seriously, when we watch you guys play, You can literally see the line of scrimmage moving up the field. Like when you guys get a hat on a hat, and it's like that D line doesn't know what to do. They don't know how to get around you. They certainly can't, you know, pull through. It's like you're watching a masterclass being put on display each week when we watch you guys block. And it's not the same type of blocking, right? As big as you guys are, you would think just fire off the ball and maul people. But there are some, you know, you guys are running traps, you're running counters, you're pulling tackles yeah. And guards. You're doing a lot that shows your athleticism too. How fun is that as a unit, being able to have basically the offense put on your shoulders?
Oh man, I think it comes down to at the end of the day to how we're being coached, and I think you know, Coach Stout and Sirianni with the situations and just the repetitions that we get, you know, during the week of the multiple different fronts that we'll get, talking through the techniques, walkthroughs, you know, that comes down to Coach Sirianni, you know, making sure that. You know, we're walking through the right amount of plays and, you know, taking care of us physically, so we're good to go out there on Sunday. And yeah, shout out to Coach Stout, man. He's tough to be coached by, but man, he set you up for success just from an IQ standpoint of knowing how the defense is going to play and knowing what technique to execute. So yeah,
Jordan, one more question. The Saquon plays that end up being 50, 60, 70 yard plays. Is there a moment while you're blocking and doing your thing where you know that that's about to happen, or does it happen so quickly that you're blocking and you turn around and he is 25 yards down the field? Like, is there a moment where you're like, oh no, I know what's about to happen, or does it just happen and you notice it afterwards?
No, you know. It's so funny, like, it's sort of both, but sometimes it's more leaning to you just know, and everybody just hits it, you know, and when you feel like you've done your job, you just trust that the guy next to you has done his job, and you just, the pointing in the air, you just you just kind of know. As soon as there's like one-on-one with the safety, you just know going to the house.
Well, Jordan, you know, as Ike mentioned, Saquon's having an amazing season, but it is not lost on us how you guys are pushing people around. And you guys both rely on each other, and he's a great player. But watching this offensive line work is a thrill, and it's great to see you guys beating up on other teams. So if you would keep on doing it, if you don't mind, we would love it.
No worries.
Okay.
Take it game by game, I guess.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. All right, Jordan. Thank you, man.
All right, big man. Right. Take care.
Yeah.
I always wonder that if it happens so quickly that they're like, oh, man. You know what I mean? But it must feel, because they're all working together in the same way, that if it's evolving in the right way, especially when you get to know the back and what he'll do, that early in the play, you just sort of feel that something's about to happen.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, they are really, man, do we ever get tackles for losses?
It doesn't seem like it ever happens anymore.
Yeah. Right?
Only on the QB draws or whatever.
Right. Like, I don't see Saquon getting tackled in the backfield. Not since he slipped on the first play of the season.
Yeah.
He slipped in Brazil. I don't ever see him tackled in the backfield.
At the very least, they seem like 3-yard plays.
Yes, at the very least. Minimum. Yep. Yes.
215-592-9494. Would you give Nick Sirianni an extension right now? I would. Tasty Cake Dom, you are on WIP. What's up, Tasty Cake? Tasty Cake Dom. He loves Tasty Cakes. That's why they call him Tasty Cake Dom. We'll get back to Tasty Cake Dom. Mm-hmm. Cowboy Jim, you're on WIP. What's up?
Spike.
Stewardess
Mike
Jim.
And Jack.
How are we feeling?
Cowboy Jim.
Cowboy Jim is right. So we're going to talk Cowboys. You want the 4 reasons why I regret having Howard Eskin's phone number?
I don't even know where that could go.
I'll leave that up to everybody else. Whatever you feel is...
I like the Howard one more.
All right. Jack votes for the Howard one.
4 reasons why I regret having the number. Having Howard's number is a mistake. Number 3, my friend's asking me to ask Howard for a Taylor Swift ticket. Okay? Number 2, Howard texted me over 10 times as when his bus will arrive so I can carry his bags up and down the steps to the charter plane.
What a prima donna.
Is that really happen?
It happens every time. I have to go down. I have to go down to the bus, take the bags out of the bottom of the bus, carry them up, put them ahead of his seat, and then I have to do the same thing on the way back. I have to take them down, put them on the bus.
You hate to see someone change like that.
Yeah, what a prima donna. I don't know, when did this happen for him? And what's the number one?
And the number one, I can't understand most of his texts because Howard can't spell.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's a problem on Twitter, too.
Yeah, not a great texter.
Because the font's so big.
Yes.
What kind of world am I living in now where the Cowboys are not tanking? They're beating the Commies? Jerry Jones is talking about re-signing McCarthy? What kind of world am I living in? I mean, come on. They're playing Cooper Rush. The Giants are playing Tommy DeVito. What's happening? What world am I living in?
It's the end, man.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you, what time is that game? 3:30, 4 o'clock Thursday?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're Thanksgiving game. Yeah,
we're putting a movie on when that damn game comes on.
No, you're going to play. And can I throw you under the bus for a moment?
Of course. Go right ahead.
Okay. So I bring bourbon for Hugh.
Yes.
Hugh drinks it and it makes him happy. I'm up there having a good time last Wednesday, and who comes up behind me but Ike Reese? Can I get a bottle of alcohol? You don't drink, Ike. You don't drink. Oh, I want to give it to my friend. Oh, so I'm a liquor store now. I'm supposed to give you alcohol for your Tito's for your friends to have.
Well, hold on. What I said was, I don't drink bourbon.
Yeah, Ike drinks.
Yes. Have you heard me with Surfside iced tea and vodka?
Yeah. Come on, man.
What I said was I would put the bourbon in my liquor cabinet. I have friends that come over. They may drink it.
Yeah, Ike's a vodka's man.
Yeah, it's just a way of me having just stock in my liquor cabinet.
Okay, fine. I'll get the Tito's. And I gave you candy.
No, stateside. Get them stateside.
Yes, what are you talking about? Stateside.
Yeah.
I'll get the stateside. Fine.
Okay. Fine. Right.
And I gave you candy. And what happened to that? You gave that away. So
Well, I passed. I shared with everybody.
Yeah, he said a team guy.
That was the chocolate. What were those? Chocolate mints.
Oh, and some Mike and Ikes.
And some Mike and Ikes. Yeah.
And can I give a shout out to Merle, Mike, and Howard? They landed at 7 o'clock yesterday morning, and you guys had him on the show that day talking about things. Man, I got to give it to them.
Not us.
Well, not you guys.
Well, yeah, we had Howard on at 6.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
You don't get credit for that.
Wait, hold up. Yeah, let's hang a banner for him for going to work. Like, what are we doing here?
Old guys. That's
talking.
What they are.
We're old guys, too. I mean, not quite as old as Howard, but old, you know?
They are foxhole guys. 7 a.m. they land, and there they are on the show doing stuff.
I love it. You're calling them foxhole guys, yet you're blowing up the Howard spot for making you carry his luggage.
Yes.
Oh, well.
Does he at least tip you?
Are you kidding me? He just says, thanks a lot, idiot. Now go away and do this again next time. That's all I ever get.
And you know he starts that text message with, hey, dope.
Yeah, hey, genius.
Hey, genius.
Yeah, yeah. And that's true. That could be another reason why I shouldn't have his number, because everything is idiot or dope or moron.
Well, that
get my bag.
That doesn't make you special. That just makes you.
Yeah,
that
makes you one of everybody else. Yeah. Yeah.
All right, Cowboy Joe.
Go, Cowboys. We're going to the playoffs. Bye, losers.
All right.
Well, who can forget the last time?
He's so defeated, by the way.
No, I know. He's got
nothing.
No backbone anymore.
Yeah.
The last time Howard got directly off of a flight from L.A. and was forced to go on the air.
Yeah, he towed on Alshon.
Oh, that was the Alshon one.
Yeah, we had this happen.
It's a source. Do you know who it is?
Yeah.
Are you willing to tell us?
Yeah, why not? Alshon Jeffrey.
Ah. Ooh, boy. That's still a classic moment.
Yeah, why not? Yeah. Oh, man. Still what a moment. What a moment. They definitely had him on no sleep.
There is no sleep. No doubt about it. Yep. Yeah, that was a classic moment right there.
Tasty Cake, you back?
I'm back. I don't know. Spike, I have an IV in my right arm right now, so I'm left-handing it. I don't know if that messed up the phone, so I apologize.
Yeah, it's all good. You doing all right there? I know you're rehab.
Well, rough. I lost my doggy yesterday, Spike.
I heard Crimpet, right? Is that the name of your dog? Yeah.
God bless, man.
God bless. I'm so sorry for how old was your dog?
Oh, you mean you lost the dog as in passed away?
Yeah.
Oh man. Yeah. I thought you meant lost.
No.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah. How old was he?
12 years, 8 months.
Well, as I always say, man, it's incredibly sad, but the amount of joy that you two were able to share, and I'm sure every time Crimpet looked at you, he was like, oh, this is the best day ever. So you guys had a lot of best days ever together.
I love the name, Tasty Cake.
Yeah, well, of course he's got a name as Doug
Crimpet.
Yes.
I love it.
And he was brown and white, so he was a Crimpet.
All right. Well, we're so sorry you lost your doggy,
you.
Man.
I appreciate it.
Yep.
I want to give your dad a shout-out, Spike, because I was listening to him Saturday morning, and there was an angry caller that called in taking shots at your guy's show, and Howard squashed him like a bug. Yeah. Squashed him like a bug.
Oh.
There's no way he defended this show.
squashed him like a bug.
Wow, that's surprising.
I did not hear about that.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, yeah, I didn't like it too much because, you know, you want to criticize. I mean, this is the show I listen to, and I think you guys are the best show. You want to criticize the show, but there was some name calling in there.
Name calling? Who was this caller?
Well, we might have to find that audio.
I'm very familiar with him.
Is it the Chuck call? Yeah, I think it's the Chuck call.
Oh, it's Chuck.
Oh, wow.
Well, it's more about he was more anti-Spike than.
Oh, really?
Yes. Well, we knew it really had to do with Spike. Yeah, we knew that.
Well, you know, you got to be 5'6" to call after 2 p.m. So you don't hear him on this show anymore. So
I wanted to talk about Nick, but one thing suggests Jordan Mailata. First of all, BG is off. I got to tell you, some of the Eagles players that we have had in my lifetime are such all heart. Like, they play with BG's one of them, and I'm talking to one right now. And those are the guys I love the best.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Tasty Kate.
Yeah.
So, but I wanted to ask you guys, so you guys take an awful lot of calls, but over the summer I had a debate with Elliot. He was saying that the offensive line would regress.
Yes.
Has he backed
backpedaled on that?
Yes.
Yeah, he said he was wrong.
I beat him into submission on that one.
Yeah, he was so worried that he wanted them to take an offensive lineman in the first round.
An offensive guard.
Guard, right.
The tackle you can make a logical case for.
Yeah, he made Ike has made him pay for that several times since then. So, yes, for sure.
Yeah. And anybody that wouldn't re-up Nick Sirianni, I mean, I'll take 12 wins and a trip to the Super Bowl every year, every other year. I'll take that all day long.
Hmm. Yeah, I would as well. Now let's hope there's another Super Bowl trip. You know, he can only well, live off that first one for so long. But I'm with you. I think he's done an excellent job. And I came in. I will continue to say I came in as a doubter. I did not have any confidence in him. I thought they should have fired him. I said it over in the offseason. And I didn't think he was going to be able, to his credit, I didn't think he was going to be able to manage the politics of this situation with the public perception of him and the situation he was in, and with two coordinators that are both, you know, or Vic Fangio specifically is a high, you know, level, high ego, and I say that complimentary, you know, coordinator. Kellen Moore in there, who, by the way, probably wants a head coaching job somewhere, so wants to be able to show his stuff. And I think that, I thought it was a difficult situation for Sirianni, and he's handled it great. You know, the fact that they're 9-2, I think, is, I'm happy, but I'm actually stunned at the, they are in the situation they are now, and he deserves a lot of credit for it.
Well, they got five more wins coming, Spike. And let me paint you a picture. It's going to be 24-20 in the Super Bowl, and they're going to go to Josh Allen five times with his jaw dropping when Jalen goes 75 yards down and puts it in and gives us another parade. That's what's going to happen.
Well, your lips to God's ears.
That's right.
That's right. I would, to celebrate a Super Bowl, look, there's three of us on this show. Two of us would be very happy with that scenario. I think one would probably wouldn't come in the next day. So
yeah, well listen.
That's my main, because I love Jack. Mm. And I feel bad that we're so opposite. Like, I want him to compliment Jalen. It's like a Christmas wish almost.
What do you think, Jack, for Christmas?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah. Give it to Tasty Cake?
I'll think about it, Tasty Cake.
Well, that's more than we've ever gotten.
I'll tell you the one time, Tasty Cake, that Jack got caught in the moment. Do you remember when it was?
Not really.
What happened?
You remember when it was. You got caught in the moment. Were excited for Jalen. It's ironically, it's almost a year to the date.
Yep.
It's almost a year to the date.
Well, what happened?
When they beat Buffalo in overtime.
Oh, yeah, really? Yeah, I remember that.
He was excited that day, that next day, that Monday. I remember it. I remember it.
Yeah. Well, people forget I was originally a Jalen guy, noticed he was a winner, and then I was bullied off it by everyone on the show.
That's actually not, you must have been pissed off because he took over for Carson.
Yeah, well, I was anti-Carson at that point.
Oh,
yeah.
You had turned. Yeah. Okay.
He didn't want to stay in the fire with me.
No,
left me.
That
in the
gets
fire.
Forgotten.
Yes, yes.
Right. Not on this show.
Yeah. All right. Tasty Cake, we got to go, man. Good luck with your rehab. And again, very, very sorry about you losing your dog.
Thanks a lot, Spike.
All right, Tasty Cake.
All right, Tasty Cake.
He left me.
Yeah. But now I miss him.
Did I bully you into being anti-Carson?
He didn't want to be a part of this side of taking the heat from everybody.
That was a rough time at WIP.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah. I was a young pup in the field, knowing much better now. I'm going down with the ship, baby.
See? That's what I did.
Yeah.
I went down with the ship.
Well, what ship are you going down with?
Dude, he's not that good of a quarterback.
I don't want you going down with that ship. Get off of that one.
All right. Oh, no. Be there till I die.
Good news for you is I believe your favorite segment of the WIP afternoon show is Flyers and 50. So
that has become my favorite. It's over top 5 and 5.
Yeah, bro.
You were looking for something.
Yep. Well, you kept coming at him. So
don't worry. You're the subject today.
Of the top 5? Yeah. Why? I didn't do anything wrong today.
I know. It was really yesterday's show made me jog my memory.
Okay.
Yeah, something I've been wanting to do for a little bit.
All right. Well, coming up next. We are the number one flyer show in the city.
That's right.
So we prove it next by talking about it for 50 seconds with Broads. This is the WIP Afternoon Show.
50 more seconds than anybody else is doing it.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.